Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn is not back. He's on vacation as we are one day away from opening day 2024. Baltimore Orioles defending American League East champs. Coming back this year with the expectation. I don't think the expectations have been this high in a long time around here.
Absolutely not.
Were they this high coming off the AL East championship in 2014?
No, I don't think so. Honestly, I don't think so. This is different. This just seems very, very different. Even in 2014, it was an exciting time. They had a good team, a lot of home runs. Expectations here are much different. If they don't win AL East, they'd be very surprised. If they finish beyond second, I'll be stunned. And I think they're going to go into the postseason and do well. They just look like a better team than they were last year. And last year, they were great. So
it looks like they just can't wait to get back to baseball. You talk about that the 2015 team, I think, you know, that was the team coming off the 2014. You just had different cast of characters, you know. You didn't have the youth that you have on this team.
No, definitely not.
You know, you had Chris Tillman. He was your ace. Other than that, you had Wei-Yin Chen. I don't remember if Tommy Hunter was a starter back then or not. You had Miguel Gonzalez. Kevin Gausman was on that in our staff, but he was sent up and down. The catcher was Joseph Wieters.
Oh, Caleb Joseph.
Yeah. You know, Chris Davis, J.J. Hardy. I don't know. But you did have guys like Manny Machado and Jonathan Scope, though.
Mm-hmm.
So you had the youth of those guys. But this team, I think the organization is in a better situation than it was back then.
I think there's no doubt about it.
That'd be an understatement of the day.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. It's a better team. Expectations are really high. I cannot wait for opening day. Seriously, can't wait for opening day. I hope it's tomorrow, not Friday.
From my understanding, they're expecting it to be tomorrow.
Yeah. It looks like it's going to rain tonight into tomorrow morning and
right.
They clear up.
Yeah. From my understanding, they're expecting. Man, all the news from the Francis Scott Key Bridge it just dominated the news yesterday.
Dude, I was on radio in New Orleans, Louisiana, and Toronto, Ontario. They were concerned in Canada about the supply.
Mm-hmm.
Supply chain, because they get a lot of cars from this port. So, it's got worldwide, and not just national interest, it's worldwide interest. I was very surprised.
That just looks awesome. I mean, it looks so crazy, man, when they show the footage of it.
It's surreal.
After it fell.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's just missing from the skyline.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Really weird.
A friend of mine who lives down that area, just got a condo down that area last year, said every morning he would get up go to his balcony, just look out and just get a stretch on and watching that bridge.
Yeah.
And now it's gone.
Gone. Yeah. It's just, someone posted a photo of, a friend of mine posted a photo without the bridge. Just said how weird it was. I was like, damn, it is weird. Now it's just water.
So it took 5 years to build the first time.
Mm-hmm.
For what, 72 to
77.
And President Biden said they're going to get it done as quickly as humanly possible. Today, 40 years later.
Yeah.
How long do you think it takes them now? Almost 50 years later. Almost 50 years later.
Well,
50 years, well, 50 years since they started constructing it.
Yeah, I'd say 2 years.
You think 2 years now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how they, you know, what they're going to do. It just, this whole thing was like just so freakish because, first of all, you know, people point, they don't captain their own ships in. It's our pilots, local pilots that bring these ships in. So there are people who know the waterways. That's why they have them. I told you, my best friend in Tampa was a pilot, a woman. She goes out, gets the ships, and guides them in. And then they have these things called dolphins to prevent exactly what happened. These big concrete pylons called dolphins, and they're meant to prevent things like this. They've missed all those. Did call a mayday. We got them to clear the bridge, which probably saved a ton of lives. But it's just, what a freakish.
The horn?
The what?
Don't they have them? The boats had the big.
Yeah, the fog, yeah.
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 All of those things.
Everything. It's just, I mean, and I get that you can't just turn a cargo ship the way you could turn a pleasure boat. But
as you said, that comes after all of those other things are supposed to take place.
Yeah, yeah. And then they just had a report that that ship was involved in a crash in 2016 into a bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Now, all I know is I feel bad for the families of, the workers.
Bridges now are built a little bit, constructed a little bit differently, aren't they?
I don't know.
With cables and things like that. Yeah, I think they constructed a little bit differently, so... I'm with you though. I don't think 50 years later it'll take 5 years to build. We're so much more advanced than that.
Yeah, and if the feds are involved, the Army Corps of Engineers. I mean, they blow up bridges and build them back like immediately. So they're very good at this.
Yeah,
but they got to do something because this is I remember it was the ninth busiest port in the country. I think of all the exports, and it's not just locally. I mean, we're concerned for neighbors who are going to. I hate to say it, but could be out of jobs, may not work for a little while. From, the auto, whatever, the people who work the piers and the docks and all that stuff. But, I mean, the people in Toronto are concerned about what are they going to get the goods and service, from Baltimore they usually get. And now are these other, say ships that were going to come in here and dock.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have to now do it in Norfolk? Do they have to go up to New York City? Because you have to have a deep water port. And... if they do, then you're going to be waiting in line, not in the water.
It's crazy.
You're not just going to say, yeah, come on in. We got a spot for you.
It's absolutely crazy. So, I mean, but again, we the lives that were lost and derailed, we will, our prayers go out to you. And WJZ, I think, I mean, I'm just saying it because we're just watching them and I'm not watching anybody else. They've done a great job in covering this. They're still covering it today. And I'd love to know who hires people at WJZ. Do a good job.
They look for the same things I do.
They do a great
quality
job.
People.
Oh my gosh, they just
I
awesome.
Agree.
I mean, you could watch WJZ with the sound down.
Yeah. Yeah, if you get someone with a Duke education.
Mm-hmm. The traffic is great. Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
You're not bad either, Vic. My man Vic Carter.
I like Vic.
Don't want to leave you out. Sharp dressed Vic.
Vic looks the same as he did 20 years ago.
He does.
That's the advantage of having a shaved head. You don't go gray on TV.
Nope.
You don't go bald on TV. You're done. He looks the same as he did when I got here.
You know what shaved heads say? You're not in denial.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's my old port op, Mike Scamponi would call me when I made BBC. No, it's not that. Bald by choice.
Okay. All right.
That's what he called me.
Hey, I mean, just... Just let it go. Don't hold on, man. Just let it. It's like anything else. If they don't want you, just let them go. Christmas is going to fall in the middle of the week. That doesn't bother the NFL. We'll tell you why at 6:30. But on the other side, 24 hours to opening day. Some new food and beverage items returning to the yard as well. This is the most anticipated opening day of your lifetime. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. You have something to say?
You have to see some of the food around the country. Like every year they do that?
Yeah.
There's some crazy stuff out there. The Mets have, you know, those little rainbow cookies, the Italian ones that are like pink, yeah, pink, green, and white, you know, white cake and chocolate. They put it inside an egg roll.
Oh.
That's just one.
I don't want that.
The Diamondbacks have like 30 of them.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
6:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Opening day, what's a little more than 24 hours away from it. Going to be down at Pickles Pub tomorrow, broadcasting live. That's always fun. Jeremy will be here for tomorrow's broadcast. I can't wait. This is one of the broadcasts that I look forward to every year.
Me too. This is probably the broadcast I look forward to every year, I think about it, because there's nothing I like better than this one coming up, because everybody's happy. It's exciting.
Yeah.
And with a good team, you get the promise of a great season coming up. And it's just fun to see. Like this, it's like a holiday for the city. It's like during the week, and I don't care who, everyone's dressed in orange and black. And they're out, and they're, you know, having a good time. And they, even though they're drinking, it's not, you don't have any problems.
Is it me, or is baseball drunk different than football drunk?
I think it is.
Is it me? I mean, it seems like you never have those type of issues with baseball. And I'm not, this is not me.
I mean, they're rare.
Yeah. You know, it's very rare. I think because you have fewer tailgates. You don't have as many people tailgating.
Oh. There ain't tailgating, really. But you certainly don't have people drinking for 6 hours before they walk into the stadium.
Yeah. So it's just a different atmosphere. Baseball is a different type of sport as well. So I'm looking forward to it. You've been in Baltimore since 2000?
2000, yeah.
Is this the most exciting opening day you've had ever?
Hands down. The best team we've had. It's the most excited I've been. It's fun. It's just fun. It got my son excited, who was never much of a baseball fan, and now he is. So I think they're drawing a lot of new fans in.
Yeah.
Seriously, this is just, they have a lot of things going for them.
Yeah.
They do. They finally have, you know, a really good team to field. Like, you got a confidence in your front office people. Young team that's going to be good for a long time. They got a great stadium. They got a great uniform. All these ancillary things that, you know, people do care about. They rate these things. I mean, the uniform's rated as best in the league several times and always one of the best. The stadium, same thing. It's either the best or one of the best. So they got a whole lot of positive going for them.
For me, the most excited I've ever been for opening day was 1983, largely because I knew since Christmas before that I was going.
You're going to the game.
That was my Christmas gift.
Yeah.
That was my first ever opening day to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I was 12.
Right.
I wasn't 12 yet. That was going to be 12 that year.
Next month.
Right. So that was, to me, was the most probably anticipated opening day.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of excitement for the organization, I don't think I've ever known more about the players coming up in the Orioles organization in my entire life. And I've told you several times to the listeners, I don't remember life without the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
You remember one player here, one player there, he's coming up. He's supposed to be pretty good. But the anticipation of the next wave of Orioles,
yeah,
while still winning. See, we waited for that wave back in the early 2010s, that next wave coming. You know, the Matt Wieters and all that crew.
Yeah.
But the team was bad. So you waiting for that next, you waiting for help to come on the team that was bad, Ed. But this time, you got this next wave of Orioles coming on a team that just won the East.
Yeah. Well,
so it's, to me, it's the most exciting time of my life to be an Oriole fan for opening day.
It is, and it's so completely different. It's a 180-degree difference. It's like that when I asked Bordy yesterday about Stowers. Stowers is 26 years old. He could be in the majors on pretty much any other team right now. He'd be ready. But now there's like no room for him. So what do you do with these guys? You got decisions to make.
You know who all Milwaukee's talking about right now?
Mm-mm.
Joey Ortiz.
Really?
A guy that can, he was featured on MLB Network.
Wow.
A couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. They're anticipating the arrival of Joey Ortiz. They have expectations for Joey. A guy that couldn't crack it here.
No.
That's what this organization is producing right now.
Yeah. And you think about the guys that got assigned to back to the minors. It's a lot of good ball players in there.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Baltimore and get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Question I have for you both of you guys are, since you've seen them doing spring training, what is the anticipation of what the identity of the team will be? Like a defensive team.
Chris, let me ask you a question. What's the identity of the Texas Rangers?
I have no idea.
What's the identity of the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Well, let me pause you right there.
The reason why I say that, because I think that's more of a football question. What's the identity? Is it a running team? Is it a passing team? Is it a defensive team? Baseball identifies with individuals. You know what I mean? It's the identity of the Atlanta Braves is Ronald Acuña Jr. The identity of, I think it's more, I don't know if that's a baseball question, Chris, because in baseball, you got to do it all. Everybody plays defense. Everybody hits. You know what I mean? So I don't know, Chris, if that's a baseball question.
Well, the reason why I'm asking, meaning like last year, they were more or less like a come from behind team for what I have heard and gathered. I'm just starting to get into the Orioles from what they did last year, so now I'm starting to get more interested.
I'll give you something. If you watch them every night, or and I'm not talking about game, judge them game by game, but overall, I think it's a team with youthful exuberance.
Let's say it's a young.
Can
team.
I go with that? Yeah. It's a team with youthful exuberance. That's probably why, Chris, they came from behind so much last year.
Okay, so grittiness.
There you go. Grittiness. I like that. Mm-hmm. I'll go with that. They're a gritty but talented, very talented baseball team. I think we can go with that. All right?
Yeah. That sounds good, actually.
Thanks a lot, my man. When he said, the offensive team, defensive team, like, you can't really do that in baseball because everybody plays, unlike football, everybody plays offense, everybody plays defense.
It's only a game where defense possesses the ball.
Exactly. And if you're going to be good, if the team's going to be good, more of your players had to be better at both than not.
Yeah.
You know? They're also a fast team, you know? It's a fast baseball team.
It is a fast baseball. Everybody's fast. They don't really have, Matt Wieters anymore. It was like having a hard time getting around the bases.
J.J. Hardy looks like he's running on hot coal.
Yeah.
Joe just pointed out, and I forgot about that. Also in the Milwaukee air, D.L. Hall made the rotation.
Yeah. I was wondering about that.
A guy was in the bullpen here.
Yeah.
Wow. At times in the bullpen. He made the rotation. Let's go to Greg in Columbia. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning. A couple of things. One, we have pressure to win because everybody's expecting us to win. But I want the Orioles community to not forget to enjoy the game. You know, the players, the fans, let us enjoy the game. Don't forget to enjoy the game. I know, we have a lot of pressure, but let's just don't forget to have fun and enjoy the game.
Joe,
the other thing is,
Greg, can I stop you for a second? Can I stop you for 1 second? You know, if my kid played high school baseball or travel baseball, I will go just enjoying the game. But when it comes to pros, it's okay for us to expect them to win because they're pros. So I'm sorry, but when they're losing, the stadium's empty. Nobody enjoys that. The more they win, the more you pack the stadium. Why? Because they're pros. You kind of expect them to win.
Yeah, well, we have this pressure now, you know, because last year we didn't have the pressure. Everybody didn't expect us to win, you know, and it was just a lot of fun winning. But now, you know, we're like the top dogs, and people are expecting us to win. We got
so we're not supposed to win because people expect us to win?
Saying let's continue to win, but, you know, enjoy the game. The other thing I wanted to say is I would like the Baltimore community to offset the tragedy that we've had and get behind the Orioles and rejoice with the Orioles at this time of tragedy. Let's get behind the Orioles and
I agree with that.
Rejoice with the community.
I agree with that. Thanks a lot, Greg. I agree. But I'm sorry. I mean, at a professional level, Ed, you enjoy winning.
Yeah, people have a right to expect winning from any sports team. You know, you're paying money to watch them, so it's not like you're going to your kid's game.
Yeah.
You're paying good money. This is your entertainment. You choose to spend your money there. You want to see the teams. And I get it. Not everybody can win, but as long as the club is making efforts, spending money, you know, you have good moves being made, that's all I care about. And one other note to you talking about Hall and Ortiz. The Brewers were one of the best teams in baseball last year. It's not like they cracked a crappy team's lineup. They were a 92-win team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a big deal.
And you go there, and you're in the lineup both times around. The rotation and the starting lineup. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. New kickoff rules in the National Football League. We'll talk about that at 6:45, but on the other side, you'll see NFL football on Christmas again, even though Christmas falls in the middle of the week. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, we know it's not Christmas, but we're talking about Christmas. Christmas 2024. The National Football League says, yeah, we're still going to play on Christmas because that's what we do. Despite Christmas being on a Wednesday this year, there are going to be 2 Christmas games this year for the NFL on a Wednesday. They don't play on Wednesdays. They will this year, Ed. How you feel about that?
I'm already used to it. I mean, they're playing Christmas already. They've played, I think, every day of the week now due to different things. I don't think it's very safe for players. Because you're going to have, 4 teams playing on Christmas Day. Are they all playing Sunday? I can't imagine that. So, I mean, it depends how they do it. They really need to give these guys a little rest.
They'll play the following Saturday. I'm looking at the Christmas games. Mm-hmm. All the Christmas games have been Saturday, Monday, Sunday, Friday.
You know, this is a leap year, so it jumps 2 days.
Yeah, last year was Monday, so no Christmas games have ever been played on the Wednesday. This is what Roger Goodell had to say.
Well, I think the days are the same for us. We've done this. In fact, COVID, it was actually a learning opportunity. I think it was the first time we played on a Wednesday. It will not be a regular thing. It'll be when Christmas falls on a Wednesday. But the time period between games has been done before. We have not seen any elevation of injuries. You know, you all and we have had a major focus on Thursday night when we first put it in, and we've still not seen any kind of elevation of injuries. So I think we have this down.
So it's,
we have it down.
So it says Christmas Day game has have generated massive television ratings with ESPN's Ravens 49ers telecast having more than 27.2 million viewers, making it the second most watched quote unquote Monday Night Football game since 1996.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know this was coming. I just, my question is, how does the NBA feel about this?
Oh, man.
Christmas Day was always for basketball. Always. And, you know, it became synonymous with it, like football and Thanksgiving. And now the NFL just rolling into their, just taking their corner over, basically.
I think, it's a Wire reference. I think the NFL looked at the NBA ratings, the trend, and said, you know what? They're losing people. Why not jump in there anyway? Why not jump in there?
Yeah.
I think college basketball also plays around that time, too. I think they challenged NBA. I think they challenged them. I don't think the NBA has a stranglehold on Christmas like it used to. It's their tradition, but is it your tradition?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They've done it, but yeah. Is it my
tradition? Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I understand that you play every Christmas, but I'm not watching, so give me other options. And by the way, the last time the NFL played on Wednesday, it was the Ravens. Ravens Steelers, remember that?
Yes, COVID. I do, actually. COVID. They canceled the Thanksgiving.
No, it was something was happening. Wasn't the tree lighting in I thought it was tree lighting in New York, and they couldn't play.
No, you're thinking of two different things. This is when basically all the Ravens got COVID.
Right.
And they kept pushing it back.
So that was a Thanksgiving, though?
It was originally supposed to be a Thanksgiving game.
Okay.
We played on December 1st.
Yeah. It was supposed to be Thanksgiving. It's the Steelers.
So what happened with the tree lighting? Something happened in New York, and they couldn't play a game because of the tree lighting ceremony, and they pushed it around? I don't remember what year that was.
I don't know.
That may not have been involved in the Ravens. It just may have been something that just popped up in my head. But yeah, I'm reading now. There was Thanksgiving game. They played the following Wednesday. Because I remember going with things were just barely opening back up. Am I right at that time?
That time is a blur.
It is.
Kind of. This is December 1st, 2020. Tree lighting thing is you're talking about was a TV scheduling conflict.
Okay.
That was just NBC. They usually would say, oh, it's December 1st. We need to do the tree lighting. But they had to play. They had the game at 3:40 in the afternoon.
So it was all involved.
But it wasn't like they weren't going to move the game because of the tree lighting.
But that was involved somehow.
They were just pissed like, oh, great. We've got to move our tree lighting.
I knew I heard something about a tree lighting during that time. This says it came in 2021, yo. Because December 2020 COVID wouldn't have stopped it, right?
Yeah, I don't know why this says Tuesday. This says updated Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. Maybe it's just the article is wrong.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
No, COVID started in February of 2020. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Okay, so ESPN is wrong because it says 2021. The last time a game was played on a Wednesday came in 2021 when COVID-19 outbreak forced the Ravens. Yeah.
It's hard for us to remember because that was just a complete.
Like Ed just said.
Yeah, I don't.
Everything rolled it together.
It just days ran together.
Yeah. Because we went home in what? Was it March 2020?
March 2020.
Correct. Yeah. So, yeah, it makes sense for it to be November, December of 2020, not 2021. ESPN.com has 2021. Yeah, 2020 makes sense. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. Opening day is tomorrow. Do you think, Ed, before it's all said and done, the NFL would just randomly schedule games every day of the week for any reason?
I hope not.
I mean, are we ever going to have a Tuesday game? Is any day? Remember, the NFL used to own, quote unquote, own Sunday.
Yeah.
Now they own Thursday and Monday.
I think they're gonna. I think they're gonna. They're setting everybody up for just games during the week. Honestly,
would you like that? I mean, you're a big time football fan.
I am, and I do enjoy it because you know that time of the year, it's. You know, as fall goes on to winter, it's cold, it's dark, you don't feel like going out. So it gives you something to look forward to during the week. But, no, nah, I don't know about that.
In your unmedical professional opinion, because you're not a medical professional.
I got a doctor from Google.
How many days do you think football players need the rest between games? At least.
I'm talking to players. They say they're not right until Thursday after a game.
So five.
At least, yeah, 5 days.
Five is my number two.
Yeah.
So the reason why I asked you that, because that was my setup question. I don't care, or comment rather, I don't care what days they play on as long as you give them at least 5 days rest before their next game.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have games on Tuesday, I'm game. I'll watch it. As long as I know the players have ample amount of rest before their next game.
Yeah, and that's my concern. It's like the day doesn't matter. I mean, if they could keep them safe and give them rest and all, phew, I'd watch a game on a Tuesday night.
I mean, there's nothing to do in the winter.
No, that's what I'm saying. I would definitely watch it.
You could have, for me, you could have college football to NFL football every calendar day of the week in the winter.
Yeah.
I got nothing else to do.
And again, during the winter or during the fall, whatever it is, you want to put a game on a Tuesday. I don't care if it's teams, Panthers, Falcons, two teams I don't care about. I'd watch. I'd definitely watch.
Yeah, I don't want to be like I'm appalled by it. We're going to do the hockey with Ed Norris at 7:15. But on the other side, new NFL kickoff rules and no more surprise onside kick. This thing is continuing to change. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
MLB, NFL, NCAA, get it all right here. 105.7 The Fan.
And I think we're still going to have to tinker with it. I think it's one of those things when you get it in play, you look at things and you will reevaluate that as the season's going on. And if it's appropriate to make changes in the future, we will. So I think it'll be a big improvement. I think it will bring the play back into... you know, a relevant play, an important play, and an exciting play. And I think we can do it where the injury rate hopefully will drop.
Oh, boy. I think we'll still have to tinker with it. We tinker with things every year, Roger Goodell. I will admit, this one doesn't bother me because I think one of the most exciting is the kickoff return. And it's been taken away from us for the last, 5 years?
It seems like they change it every year, but
I'm glad this one doesn't bother me. The ball will be kicked from the 35-yard line, same as current.
Mm-hmm.
Safety kicks would be from a 20-yard zone, 20-yard line, same as the current. If you got a safety, you kick from the 20-yard line. Here are the changes. All kicking team players, other than the kicker, will line up with 1 foot on the receiving team's 40-yard line. So you're going all the way down to the 40 now. Kicker cannot cross the 50-yard line until the ball touches the ground or player in landing zone or end zone. I don't think kickers have a problem with that. They don't want to go down there.
No. No.
The 10 kicking team players cannot move until the ball hits the ground or player in the landing zone or end zone. That's new.
Yeah, it's all new.
Receiving team. They will set up at a 5-yard area from the 35 to the 30. So they get 5 yards to play with there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like 5 yards away from the kick game. At least 7 players with a foot on the 35-yard line. So, you know, player not on the restraining line must be lined up in a setup zone outside the hash marks.
Mm-hmm.
All players in the setup zone cannot move until the ball has hit the ground or player in the landing zone or end zone.
Yeah.
You wonder what the landing zone is, we're going to tell you. A maximum of two returners may line up in the landing zone and can move at any time prior to or during the kick. Now, Ed, here's the landing zone. The landing zone is the area between the receiving team's goal line and its 20-yard line. There you go.
Is anyone else curious as to how they came to this decision? Because the reason they scrutinize kickoffs every year is they claim it is more dangerous than the regular game. More concussions than the regular play of the game. So they make these rules, and they admit openly that the reason they do this is to encourage more returns.
Well, this is what they did. They said the reason why they're not giving you a running start now,
mm-hmm.
so the collisions won't be as great. So they feel they're bringing the excitement back into the game, but still keeping the safety part about the game, because now I don't have a running start.
Well, we shall see.
I'm only giving you their explanation.
I know.
That's it.
I heard their explanation. I get what they're trying to say, but it just seems counterintuitive. Like, if the returns were dangerous, this is going to create more returns. I get it that they don't have the extra fifth of the, I can't even figure with it lining up now, 20 yards or whatever. I get it. And you have to wait till they touch the ball, but it's still on after that.
This is what I love, though. Any kick that hits short of the landing zone is treated like a kickoff that goes out of bounds, goes to the 40-yard line. If the kick lands in the landing zone, it must be returned. Either bouncing or caught, it must be returned. Any kick that hits the landing zone and then goes into the end zone,
that's to the 20.
Must either be returned or down, and that goes to the 20.
Right.
So you're rewarding the kicker. Listen, I put it in the landing zone. Mm-hmm. They allowed it to go to the end zone, so don't put them on a 40.
No.
I did my job.
Yeah, they
That's
penalize
what I like.
You if you let it go into the the end zone.
That's what I like. So it adds not only some that, but it also adds a little strategy to it, Ed. I mean, you know, you got to hit that thing just right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like
it just right. I like that. I mean, I always like kickoffs. I think they're exciting. I mean, people like Devin Hester, you know, Jacoby Jones. They made the game exciting and game changers. You know, it's a one strike play that can get you right back in the game. I mean, you know, even when you're getting, look what the Ravens did to the Giants in their sort of first Super Bowl. Defense never let up a score.
Yeah,
Giants had a kickoff return. That's the only points they scored. So I mean, it does give you a chance when you're out. You know, you're outmanned.
Now, Joe, I know you read this ad nauseum. This is the part that confuses me. All right. Initially, they said any kick that hits short of the landing zone is treated like it goes out of bounds and goes to the 40. However, if a kick hits in end zone, stays in bounds, returned or down, if down, then it goes to the 30. So if I kick it all the way to the end zone, the touchback is just to the 30?
Yeah, so if you kick it through the end zone.
It said if it hits in the end zone and stays in bounds.
I read that if you kick it, if you Justin Tucker style boot it through the end zone, that goes to the 30. So that's trying to make sure you don't do that.
That's true too, but it also says if it goes to the end zone and stays in bounds and you're down, it is the 30. So to me, that doesn't change. You're still going to have a ton of that. That's the part that confuses me, Ed, because Justin Tucker now, he's going to boot it, and yeah, you go to the 30, but I don't know. What is it before, the 20, 25?
25.
So it's a five-yard difference.
Five-yard difference. Not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
You still got to go 70 yards to score.
Yeah, initially I thought they said 35, and then I heard it was 30. I'm like,
That's not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
So if it lands short of the landing zone, mm-hmm. you go to the 40. What kick in the National Football League is going to land it short of the landing zone? It's easy to get. That's the part that kind of confuses me, because I thought the whole point was not to allow the Justin Tuckers of the world. They kick it out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah. And I just got a text. What about the onside kick?
Well, the onside kick now is you have to, Joe explains this best. If I'm not mistaken, Joe.
No secret anymore.
You have to announce that we're onside kicking and you don't get a running start. And the receiving team gets a chance to then, if they don't have the hands team in, bring the hands team in, and position their people where they want. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, this is just setting them up for the Eagles had proposed. Yeah, it was the Eagles. Yeah, the Eagles or the Lions proposed that you get 1 4th and 20 play to get the ball back. Just do that. This onside kick is dead.
Yeah, having it just the whole
it's thing, not worth it anymore.
To announce it, you can't fake it. It's got to be a certain way. Like,
and even when it was obvious that you were going to do one, still, I think they said it was like less than 10% of the time you actually got the ball.
I'm telling you, the NFL to me it started to resemble the days of Madden. When you remember Madden game, you had the mulligan and all this other crazy stuff. That's what the NFL has started to resemble to me. They're getting all these crazy rules, and I don't get it. It's becoming unrecognizable.
It is pretty amazing. This is the most popular, lucrative of the four major sports, and they change it every year.
Uh-huh.
Every year.
410-583-1057. Ed Norris does the hockey at 7:15, but on the other side, Deion says that he could pull his kids out of the draft or manipulate the draft, kind of Eli style. Is this product of NIL? Your thoughts. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.